the happiest dude in the room, ask him how he's doing, for real. A lot of people don't ask me because to the point that I'm always happy, I'm laughing, I'm bush, you know, always brightening everyone else's day. His day must be fine because he's brightening everybody else's life. I would say that's not a fact. That person that brightens other people's lives, they're just good at brightening people's day. The happiest guy, the jokester, the class clown, the dude that, you know, lights up the room, whatever, the great charismatic guy, they also have troubles. They also have demons. They also have insecurities.
I was so hard-headed at first. My grandma didn't even believe in me. I kept going, though. All I can say is I told you. Jury at the bank down the vault. You should have never doubted me. I'ma work to my last breath. I'ma hustle to my last breath. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you should have never doubted me. The pain and the struggle followed me. My daddy never that bothered me. And these cold streets made a man of me. No time it'll come, they doubt me. Had to keep them OGs around me. Keep a young, young homie grounded. You never know where your motivation to come from. We do the most with these bras and pop shundown. They try to push you aside, you gotta fight some. I had a line on the thigh, and now we buy guns. I want that number one spot, I'm like Icon. I got that beast in my eyes, I'm like Tyson. With my heart and my drive, I know I'm righteous. Keep some ice in me, rocky, rocky like Bad Boy. Once you win, 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 you gon' want more. Set a tree and tree and tree and need an encore. I was down on my last when I found myself. I be a fighter to the end, to my last breath. I got angels all around me, yeah, yeah. I got love all around me, yeah, yeah. I be a fighter to the end, to my last breath. I'ma hustle to my last breath. I got angels all around me, yeah, yeah. I got love all around me, yeah, yeah. I be a fighter to the end, to my last breath. I'ma hustle to my last breath. I came from them quarter waters. Every nigga in my gang unemployed. You fuck around, you must spawn a gang war. I got an old girl and a transporter. Steppin' is a habit, I got Zans on me. I'm riding in the flame, keep the fan on me. Catch me whipping the Mustang with them bands on me. I'ma kill the competition and I'm playing for keeps. You see water dripping, I'll be then catching. I turn nothing into something, now I'm living. You neglected me, you know you shouldn't have did that. They was counting out, you know you shouldn't have did that. You didn't recognize my drive, shouldn't have did that. Now I'm fighting every day, I won't get back. I just wanna be the champ for the misfits and the one that was saying I couldn't do it. I got angels all around me, yeah, yeah. I got love all around me, yeah, yeah. I'll be a fighter to the end, to my last breath. I'ma hustle to my last breath. I got angels all around me, yeah, yeah. I got love all around me, yeah, yeah. I need a fighter to the end, to my last breath. I'ma hustle to my last breath. Who knew I would take it to a whole nother level? Who knew I would race it with the heart of a rebel? Shout out one checking for me, mama one checking for me. I hustle every day just so I can spend a check on you. You my dog to the end, I got so much respect for you. I watch you give up on me, but I never lost faith, did I? You didn't ever hold me down, and I bought a new safe tonight. Paper plates flushing in their wraith tonight. I'm built with a new reputation. Blood, sweat, and tears in my new foundation. Obama on my main line, I can run the nation. I got angels all around me, yeah, yeah. I got love all around me, yeah, yeah. I'll be a fighter to the end, to my last breath. I'ma hustle to my last breath. I got tears in my eyes. My dream's all I got and I'll die for it. If I love it with a passion, I'ma ride for it.
Welcome back to the Bartender's Jukebox Podcast. Thank you guys so much for sticking with me and supporting me. I greatly appreciate it. Today I decided I'm going to play some different tunes and stuff like that. That have, in some way, impacted my life, or, you know, it's just, I've been a rhythm guy, or feeling of music, so sometimes it's just the sound of the music, and, this first track I'm gonna play, it kind of, how can I put this? You hear people say they talk about voices in their head that are some kind of noise, or they can't slow things down. This song, for me personally, I think, exemplifies all that loud noise and the buildups and the breakdowns in those emotions that come through. The words is entirely up to you, but I'm saying for me, it's the sound alone. I do hear a noise in my head a lot of days, you know, and some days it's a battle. So this is one of those songs, and, well, like I said, you might be able to relate to it, you might not be able to. I don't know. Fair warning, though, it can get a little loud, so if you are wearing headphones, be weary. But like I said, this is what it feels like.
When these dark days turn to black, pain hangs round like a plague in your stomach, and these dark days, fuck it all. So this is it, where you take a stand. You clench your fists and draw a line in the sand. Close your eyes, pray for strength. Don't even give a fuck. The world's on fire when there's a giving up.
Dark days last a lifetime. The pain hangs round like a plate in your stomach, and these heartbeats turn to flat lines. Better start running, I can hear the battle drums coming. I can hear the battle drums coming. I can hear the battle drums coming. 1, 2, 3, go! I can hear the battle drums.
Alright, here's another segment I'll do. Dad jokes. Let's see if I can find some good ones here. I wish someone could tell me what IDK means. Every time I ask, they say, I don't know. Oh, man. I ate a kid's meal at McDonald's yesterday. His mom got really angry. Oh, man. I used to be a personal trainer. I had to put in my 2-week notice. Nice.
Oh, man. Let's see if I can get one more good one here. Question: does handcuffing deaf people take away their freedom of speech? I'll leave it on that one. I will see my way out.
And some days there's moments where I just want everything to be at peace. And I want things to feel right. And I want things to be content. And I want things just for a moment to slow down. And this next song kind of hits like that for me.
I woke up to the morning sky first, baby blue just like we rehearsed. When I get up off this ground, I shake leaves back down to the brown, 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 till I'm clean. Then I walk, I'll be shaded by the trees, by a meadow of green, oh, by the mile. I'm headed to town, 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 in style, with all my favorite colors.
Yes, sir.
All my favorite colors.
Right.
My sisters and my brothers see them like no other. All my favorite colors. It's a good day.
Sometimes as guys, we're not good at communicating, and a lot of times it comes down to the battle of, are we mind readers? We don't let our emotions out. We don't let things out to begin with, you know? So honestly, if we're not picking up our own senses, sometimes we have trouble picking up on our other half's, you know, intuitions and needs due to that. But we're not mind readers. And this song, here's another one. I mean, it's called Mind Reader. So it's just another struggle some of us guys deal with, because we don't know how to communicate real well. And it's because of our fucked up struggles and situations and how we were trained. Or how we were raised, or however you want to put it. But like I said, this song's Mind Reader.
For our next fun little segment, Hulk Hogan and his lies. Let's dive into that for a little bit, and a few of the lies he has told over the years. Let's see here. He got a Make-A-Wish kid to a show he wasn't on. To his credit, Hogan has done a lot of charity work over the years, including the Make-A-Wish Foundation, but bragging about your charity stuff does undermine it a bit. Among Hogan's tales is how he was in the United Kingdom before SummerSlam 1992, meeting a Make-A-Wish kid and making sure he had a front row seat to the show. Sounds great, except Hogan wasn't in England, wasn't at SummerSlam in 1992, and not even working for WWE at the time. Let's see here. Let's pick another good Hogan lie. WWE merchandising was his idea. There's a kernel of truth here, as Hogan was with the AWA when Vern began merchandising t-shirts and such. In fact, it was a beef about those profits that led to Hogan going to WWE. As he tells it, Hogan had to personally sell Vince McMahon not just on merchandising, but also on entrance music for wrestlers. World Class was doing entrance music way before that already. Also, Vince was already making headway into the merchandising and didn't need Hogan telling him about it. Yet, according to Hogan's words, he's the reason WWE merchandising, even if it exists. Hogan. Here's a good one. He could have played for the Yankees. Hogan did play baseball in Little League and then high school, and that's a matter of record. But to hear Hogan tell it, he could be in the MLB Hall of Fame, not WWE's. He claims he was scouted by both the New York Yankees and the Cincinnati Reds until a broken arm ended his major league hopes. Neither the Yankees nor the Reds have ever claimed to have scouted Hogan, and you'd think they'd be boasting about a connection to him. There's also how Hogan really wasn't into organized sports, making it hard to believe he was on the verge of baseball stardom. Hogan on the Yankees? I could never see that in my lifetime, I don't think. I don't think I could ever. All right. He wrestled 400 days in 1 year. No, we didn't misspell the title of the slot. Hulk Hogan did claim that back in his heyday, he wrestled in 400 days in 1 year. How is that possible? Aren't there only 365 days in each year? Sure there is, but of course, Hogan has a simple explanation how this was possible. When explaining the situation in an interview, Hogan claimed that since he traveled so frequently between the United States and Japan, the time difference made the 400 days a possibility. And while it is known that wrestlers compete over 300 days per year, this would indicate that Hogan wrestled every single day of the year. Oh my God. All right, and one more Hogan lie here. All right. He outdrank John Belushi after WrestleMania 2. WrestleMania was in its infancy stages, but had already attracted celebrities such as Cyndi Lauper, Billy Martin, Liberace, and Mr. T. The Rock and Wrestling Connection made WrestleMania very popular in their early years. That's why it isn't so odd to hear that John Belushi not only frequented WrestleMania 2, but also hung out with Hulk Hogan after the show. Not being outdone, of course, Hogan claimed that they were partying so hard that Belushi had to leave simply because he couldn't keep up with Hogan. The story seems rather legitimate, except for one issue. Belushi passed away in 1982. WrestleMania 2 took place in 1986. If we're being generous, it could be that Hogan was referring to John's younger brother, Jim, but given all his other lies, we can't be too certain. And that is the segment, Hulk Hogan Lies.
Hey guys, I just want to give a quick shout out to the Deluxe Podcast Edition. If you like all things podcasts and different kind of unique interviews, definitely check those guys out. Another podcast to check out is the Three Beards of Wrestling. If you're into indie wrestling, pro wrestling, all kinds of wrestling talk, definitely check out the Three Beards of Wrestling podcast. That is my shameless promos for the rest of this episode, so enjoy the rest.
All right, gentlemen. Here's a critical look at men's health, mental health. Yeah, man. Now more than ever, it's crucial to prioritize your health. And while maintaining a balanced diet and regular exercising are important, being physically healthy is only part of the battle. When we talk about the health of an individual, we aren't just talking about the absence of illness, but a state of mental, physical, and social well-being. Mental health is a care component of overall wellness, yet is routinely overlooked in favor of physical health. It's past time to explore the critical mental health needs of men as part of their general well-being. I know, as men, it's hard for us to ask for help. Remember, it takes a lot of strength to face our struggles and reach out and get the help you need, whether it's depression, alcohol use, or substance misuse. Be there for yourself, your friends, and your family. Here's a few fast facts about men's mental health. Nearly 1 in 10 men experience some form of depression or anxiety, but less than half seek treatment. Feeling depressed or anxious is not unusual or shameful. In 2020, men died by suicide almost 3.8 times more than women. Though men experience a higher rate of suicide, they are less likely to seek help and more prone to suffering in silence. Depression, when left untreated, can in some cases reach a crisis point of suicidal contemplation. Be sure to reach out for support if you are struggling. About 6 out of every 10 men experience at least one trauma in their lives. PTSD can develop weeks, months, or even years after an experienced trauma, and can cause a person to relive the traumatic event, experience the nightmares or flashbacks, and a number of other troubling symptoms that interfere with their everyday life. Men are almost 2 times more likely to binge drink than women, and are 3 times as likely to die as a consequence of alcohol abuse. It's important to drink responsibly and avoid driving or operating heavy machinery while intoxicated. 49% of men feel more depressed than they admit to the people in their life. A survey of more than 1,000 men commissioned by the Today Show revealed the truth that many assume. Men are much less likely to voice struggles with mental illness and even thoughts of suicide. So take action. There's free online services. There's hotlines and stuff like that. Like I said, call or text 988. It's a lifeline. But there's some statistics on some things. And like I said, brothers, it's not man up. Let's lift up.
So this next song, back in the day when CDs, burning CDs was a cool thing to do. My brother, he would burn me CDs every once in a while. I shouldn't say every once in a while. He burned them for me all the time. Sometimes we just got caught up in life where we didn't get to see each other. And there was this, actually 2 CDs that stood out to me. One was Warren Haynes Live at Bonnaroo. And the other one was Alice in Chains, Unplugged. And at this time, I was living out of the area I live in now. I moved away and things didn't work out. And I felt like I was living a double life, traveling back and forth to the job I was at. I didn't feel like me. I felt like I was living another life that shouldn't have been. So at that time, I wasn't drinking every day or anything like that, but I did drink. And when I did drink, I would get blackout drunk, fall down, pick yourself back up. Feel like shit sometimes for almost 2 days because you drank so much. But yeah, I was around 20. I was in my mid-20s, like say. So, but this first track I'm going to play, I mean, when I really, really felt low, this is the one that would hit home. And it was just from the first sound of it to the end of it. And I don't know if when I played these songs today, when I was listening to them, It did make me tear up. And this one right here, I always thank my brother Jamie for it because it did somehow keep me, keep my head screwed on, I don't want to say tight, but at least a little loosely. And for that, I'm appreciative.
Yeah.
And for today's segment for crazy news, Florida siblings ages 10 and 11 stopped while driving mom's car on freeway 200 miles from home. Gainesville, Florida, a 10-year-old Florida boy and his 11-year-old sister who were running away to California drove 200 miles in their mother's car before they were stopped by sheriff's deputies on an interstate highway, authorities said. The Lucha County Sheriff's Office says deputies spotted the sedan on Interstate 75 near Gainesville in North Florida just before 4 a.m. Thursday. The children's mother had reported it stolen and her children missing 4 hours earlier in Northport, a city in southwest Florida. The deputies, thinking that they were dealing with car thieves, drew their guns and ordered those inside the car to step out. Much to their surprise, deputies observed a 10-year-old male driver exit the vehicle along with his 11-year-old sister, the department said in a statement. The children told deputies the girl had been upset that their mother had taken away her electronic devices for misbehaving, so the boy was driving her to California. The children were interviewed by detectives who said there was no indication they had been mistreated by the mother or anyone else in the home. The mother declined to press charges, and the children were released to her. The names and the mother and children were not released. And that was today's crazy news. Alright, so the last track was when I was going through some tough times. And in that same moment, like on these same car rides back and forth to work, I play this next track. And as I should say I rediscovered this track again today because I listened to it so many different times and so many different versions of it. It just happened to come up when I searched it. This one here is Warren Hayes Live at Bonnaroo. And it has a singer, Vusi Mamasela, from South Africa. And how can I put it? Just the words alone spoke to me. I know it's an older song by the Allman Brothers. But I don't know. Every time I listened to it, it always lifted my spirits. And today, when I rediscovered it, it definitely made me feel like my brother was looking down on me. And, you know, sometimes it's like those moments in life that you don't feel the other forces of nature out there. But I think sometimes, in one way or another, there is something out there. I don't know. They say there's laws of attraction, laws of whatever. You know, from seeing a cardinal or seeing butterflies or whatever it might be that you associate with some form of memory or connection. So, and this is one of those songs that I feel I definitely have that connection with my brother. And, you know, I'm blessed he loved music because it really opened up my eyes to a lot of songs I probably wouldn't have listened to. And this is one of them.
Feel this way sometimes. sometimes. Got to let your soul shine, shine till the break of day.
Now let me tell you this. I grow up thinking that I have it made. Gonna make it on my own. But life can take the strongest man and make him feel so alone. Now and then I feel a cold wind blowing through my aching bones. I think back to what my daddy said. He said, "Why in this darkness before dawn?"
Sunshine, and the sunshine is better than moonshine. Damn sure better than rain.
Damn sure it's better than rain.
Well, now people don't mind. They all feel this way sometimes. Got to let your soul shine, shine till the break of day. Well, sometimes a man can feel this emptiness, like a woman has robbed him of his very soul.
Lord knows she can feel this. But hey, when you're the world that seems cold, you got to let the spirit take control. Yeah, take control.
Talking about sunshine, it's better than sunshine. It's better than moonshine. Damn sure better than rain.
Damn sure it's better than rain.
Well, now people don't. We all feel this way sometimes. Got to let your soul shine, shine till the break of day.
Shine, shine, shine till the break of day.
Talking about sunshine, it's better than sunshine. It's better than moonshine. Damn sure better than rain.
Damn sure it's better than rain.
Yeah, now people don't mind. We all feel this way sometimes. Got to let your soul shine, shine on to the break of day. Well, I said sunshine, it's better than sunshine. It's better than moonshine. Damn sure better than rain.
Damn sure it's better than rain.
Well, now people don't mind.
So
today's conspiracy segments. Let's go with this one. The moon landing was fake. The flag moving in the wind, no stars in the sky whatsoever, is the misaligned shadows. These are all the points made in the conspiracy theory that Neil Armstrong did not take the first leap for mankind on the moon in 1969. For years, conspiracists have argued that NASA staged the landing and that the secret has been protected by the CIA ever since. Number two, the government killed JFK. There are a number of conspiracy theories about President Kennedy's death, but one of the most popular is that the government was behind the assassination. Many Americans don't believe Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, and a biographer, Philip Shannon, claims that even Bobby Kennedy thought the CIA was responsible for his brother's death at first. All right, let's see here. Next on the list, Earth has been sucked into a black hole. The European Organization for Nuclear Research, CERN, is at the heart of a lot of crazy conspiracy theories, including the belief that when CERN discovered the Higgs boson, aka the God particle, in 2012, it inadvertently created a black hole and Earth was sucked into it. These believers think that the world ended in 2012, but we haven't realized it yet. Disney created Frozen as a distraction. People have long discussed the conspiracy that Walt Disney used cryogenic technology to freeze himself when he died, even though the Disney family refutes the claims. However, a new theory is that Walt Disney Company created Frozen as a way to hack Google's search algorithm and distract consumers from information about the late Walt Disney's possible Frozen procedure. This one here. The Denver International Airport, the Illuminati's headquarters. The Illuminati leads to a conspiracy rabbit hole that we're not going to delve too far into, except when it comes to the Denver International Airport. Many Illuminati believers are convinced it's the secret group's headquarters. The airport has embraced the rumors by poking fun at it, but that hasn't stopped people from believing secret tunnels and lizard lairs lurk beneath the building. That's actually a good one. If you want to look it up, there's tons of articles on the Denver airport, and there's only a brief inkling on it, but yeah, really, really go down the rabbit hole of that one. That's a good one. I've heard this one before. The Earth is hollow. In 2014, scientists released new unknown findings about the Earth's core, and let's just say conspiracy theorists took it and ran with it. After learning that we don't know much at all about the surface of the Earth or what lies beneath its layers, the hollow Earth theory gained traction. Some believers even think there's an Earth inside of Earth. Kind of like the movie Journey to the Center of the Earth. The Earth is flat. It's kind of a typical one right now. All right, here's another one. Prince Charles is a vampire. Why? Well, the Prince of Wales is related to Vlad the Impaler, the inspiration for Bram Stoker's Dracula, and when royals in Charles' bloodline were known to have the disease porphyria, which is an iron deficiency that causes people to be sensitive to sunlight. Bigfoot. Let's see here. The good old class one. We're all living in a matrix. No, really, people think we're living in a real life simulation. The theory is supported by crazy coincidences and happenings that occurred during a glitch in the matrix. This could be anything from recognizing the same background character to losing track of time. The moon isn't real. That's right. Some people think the moon doesn't exist. This conspiracy theory has gained some particular traction with flat earthers, and they think the moon is simply a projection. The Titanic didn't actually sink. This tragic accident has been the topic of many conspiracy theories over the years, including that it was another one of the company's ocean liners, the Olympic, that crashed into the iceberg, not the Titanic. But one sad fact remains, a ship did sink, and approximately 1,500 passengers were killed. Apollo 17 wasn't the last moon mission. After the success of Apollo 17 and 72, America stopped sending astronauts to the moon. NASA claimed they had logged all the research they needed and government funding was reduced. But a movie about a fictional Apollo 18 came out, and now some believe the mission was real and ended tragically when the astronauts had a run-in with aliens. Zombies can rise from the dead. The belief in zombies can be traced back to ancient Greece when they buried their dead with stones on top of them so they couldn't return from the grave. Even today, some people prepare for the zombie apocalypse just in case. And we'll go with this last one. Bill Gates is making fake snow. With extreme weather conditions occurring across the United States in 2021, TikTokers, go figure, TikTokers, where all the great information comes from, stoked the fires on a Bill Gates conspiracy theory that he was creating fake snow that burns instead of melts. Spoiler alert, he wasn't. Huh. Well, those are your clips of conspiracies. Look into some of them if you want to talk about them. You know, like I said, send me a voice message here on the Bartender's Jukebox. Or if any of the things I'm doing, if I'm talking about men's mental health, let's get into that. Music, let's get into that. Wrestling, let's get into that as well. Again, thank you guys for listening. And I hope you guys are really enjoying this.
A lot of times I'd wake up in my day, and I'd always try to keep a positive attitude. Start off the day with a good song, no matter how it would end. You know, I think I'd always try to attain my day to be like this last song I'm going to play. And it's just, it's one of those songs that it always makes me feel good and always lifts my spirits, like, for sure. I hope it does for you guys out there. But every day, like I said, for the ones that get up and are struggling and having tough times, you're not alone. Not by any means, you're not alone. I know that black wolf's inside you, ready to come out and take over the world, but in an angry way. It's okay. Talk. Let it out. Be real with one another. If there's shit going on in your head, please talk to somebody. You can definitely call or text 988 for a lifeline. There's always somebody out there to help you. Always somebody out there. And you know, talking about the black wolf and stuff that's coming out, you know, and some guys, you know, the fucked up part is, if once it does come out, then you're labeled as you have anger issues. But it's because we don't know how to let that out. We don't know how to let that go. It just builds up and builds up and builds up and builds up. And it's not that we're trying to be tough. It's just what we were taught. And we need to break that cycle. We need to break that stigma. You know, I hope who's ever listening to this out there, I hope your day, no matter how it's going, has the feeling of this next song. I love you all out there in podcast world listening to me. And like I always say, stay thirsty for music, stay thirsty for life, and stay thirsty for new experiences. My brothers out there, we don't have to man up. We just got to lift each other up. Cheers.
One, two, three,
I wake up in the morning at 6 o'clock. They say there may be rain, but the sun is hot. I wish I had some time just to kill today. I had a dime for every bill I got to pay. Some days you lose, you win. The water's as high as the time zone in. So I jump back in where I learned to swim. Try to keep my head above it the best I can. That's why here I am, just waiting for this storm to pass me by. And that's the sound of sunshine. Coming down. And that's
sun goes, that's the sound.